All right, everybody, welcome to the Just Chill Podcast, episode 7. I'm here with my co-host, Jack and Alohe.
Hello, hello.
What's good, guys?
And this week, we have a very special guest in Ajax, buddy. What's going on, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just chilling, you know. Thanks, buddy, you know, for having me on the... But thanks, guys, for having me on your podcast.
You're welcome, bro. You're welcome. All right. So do you want to start by talking about like how you met us and stuff, and then we can talk about like the topics later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can start with that. I'll allow it.
All right. So you want to start with Alohe, and then you can just go from there.
No. Okay, I don't even know how I met Alohe, to be honest. Like, it was probably at the lunch table in 8th grade.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it.
Or, like, it was, I don't, yeah.
No, because I remember, like, my first impression of you was, like, damn, this man's quiet as hell. Like, who is he? Like, because you were like, there one day. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, like, we just started doing dumb shit with, like, Jalen and all them people. And then, yeah, I guess, like,
Elijah,
that's how, like,
then, yeah,
started.
Then we started
geeking
with Elijah.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, okay. I sort of remember that. Alex, I don't know how I met you either, bro.
I think it was you were with, like, Jack's group, and, like, Jack and Alohe were, like, within your group, and then I just sort of, like, intermingled one way or another.
That sounds about right. I only remember Jack, and Jack doesn't remember this. I met him.
Yeah, I don't remember. Class. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was third period, Mrs. Williams' class. At the end of that hallway, like by the gym at Sandberg.
You always say that, but I swear to God, I don't remember you in that class.
Yeah, I remember. Look, the first day, bro. Like the first day, like I walked into that class, right? Like I was new. And you remember Michelle?
Was that her? Yeah, Michelle, yeah.
Yeah, she, like, Miss Williams, like, sat me down with her, and it was, like, her. Who else sat there? It was, like, Eric, and I know some other random girl that I don't remember. And Michelle was, like, talking to me, like, oh, you know, how your class is. And then you leaned over, and you're like, yo, man, like, what's up? And I'm like, hey, I remember my first impression, no offense.
Why is everyone's first impression of me always so bad?
You just look like a clown.
that was Max hair, right? I had like long hair.
You had like OC hair, and it was like cold that day, so your nose was red. And I was just geeked. But then you're like, let me see your schedule. I was like, I bet. So I handed you my schedule, and then we found out that we had like, what did we had science
and English. We had three classes together.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, didn't we also have civics together?
No, he wasn't in our civics class.
No? Okay.
I was in Mr. Bermudez's class.
Okay.
That's another funny story. But okay. But
I know Miss Caffarelli's class was so funny, like, oh my god. Like, that class was just full of head asses. But I also remember Mr. Witt's class. You, like, didn't sit with me. You sat with, like, Oscar and, like, Roy.
Oh, yeah. I sat with Roy, Ruben. Oscar, and Ruben.
Those are whole
goons.
The goon table, bro.
Yeah, you were the goon table. Like, the goon table.
We would just constantly cook each other up.
Yeah. I remember.
You sat at a random table too, though. You sat with like, who'd you see? Didn't you sit with like Bridget?
Yeah, like three random people. That class was wild, though. Remember that one, like that one kid who was like super short, but like always caused trouble. Yeah.
No. DeMonte. Who sat in the back?
Like, who was like 16, but like in 8th grade? Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Dude, my god.
Didn't he get caught watching like pornography? Like, you know,
on his phone during class. Yes, dude, that class was wild.
That man's a geek.
Remember Mr. Witt lost a snake, bro? He lost a snake. Yes, remember that
was so wild.
That guy was like, That man
he
geeked.
Was wild.
Yo, Mr. Will honestly might be one of the wildest teachers I've ever had. I mean, that's really made like a rocket in our class. Remember that?
Yes, with the water jug.
Yeah, yeah. That shit was lit. I still have the video of that. He was a good teacher.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Also, he let me remember the little thing he spun around that like would set the electric shocks and you like stand together in a chain.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. That's cool.
My dumbass went up to him and I was like, I put my hands on both of them. I was like, come on, spin it really fast. I was like, spin it really fast, and he did it, bro.
I remember that,
bro.
I could,
that man,
my skin like rippling like all through my. I was like, chill out.
Bro, that man did not care. That was the class with like the infamous pencil dropping in the. I won't name any names, but that happened right next to me and was not an enjoyable experience for 8th grade Alohe.
Oh, I do remember the pencil incident. I remember telling you, like...
Yeah, that shit was funny as hell. But, like, it's wild because, you know... Oh, my God, dude. That whole story could be an episode. Just that one story could be a whole thing.
So heavy, bro.
But like you can't say anyone's names because well, like, I mean, everyone honestly, was like 12.
Like, yeah, no, we're not naming any fucking names. No.
Yeah, but like, eventually we just start cooking them up, you know, like when you know what I mean. Like it start off with like talking about that, but then we just end up cooking them up.
Yeah,
that's when
yeah,
like cross-references my like schedule goes to like the people I sat next to and finds it out, just leaks it on the internet. That was fucking.
It was this person. Oh my God. That'd be hilarious. But, speaking about Alex, though, like, you know how you're like, Alex just kind of showed up? Like, that's the same way I feel about Alex. Like, I have no idea how I met him. He kind of just, like, showed up one day.
Who was talking to him before?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, it was in, it was fucking 9th grade, gym. Where we had like driver's ed. That was like
that's 10th grade.
I meant 10th grade. That was
I knew he was friends with Jack. He was friends with Jack first. Alex was friends with Jack first. And I would see them and I'd be like, hey. And then
That's facts. I do remember that.
And then he just like kinda like joined our groups. They're separate ways. So like with me it was from AP Stat and lunch. And then for IX, I'm not sure.
No one knows.
Wait. Weren't you in our humanities class, 10th grade? Nah. Wait,
No, he wasn't.
I've never had a class with Alex. I'm thinking of Matthew Rader.
Dude, our 10th grade humanities class was so random. It was me, James
so lit,
Schroeder, Matthew Rader, that one girl, Araba, someone else.
James Hughes.
Oh yes, and our table we like ripped the thing. Like, I remember that class had like the wrappings around the tables, and we like ripped it off.
Bro. Oh yeah, and then we just started doodling on it. Like that table just became like art.
Yeah, that class. And I remember she gave everyone at the table a C on our essay because she hated everyone at our table. Like she gave everyone a C.
Him. Yo, that was messed up.
And she took my phone. Like that shit had be so dead. That class was hella
fun. Did she really?
Yes, remember you were there, like, after the class, after we, like, went back to Miss Matthews, and I was like, please, can I have my phone back? I really need my phone. And she was like, I'll give it to you this one time. I remember that.
Wait, why'd she take your phone?
Because, remember, we had, like, quiet writing time, and, like, if you, like,
oh, we were
talked.
Just
yes, we were just geeking. But she bagged me, which gets
I'm
me.
I'm happy.
Oh, man. But, yeah, dude.
Yo,
what
was thinking back, like, getting in trouble at school, like, I, like, low-key, it'd always be, like, dang, like, I don't want to get in trouble, but, like, I'm, like, thinking back at it, like, it's not that big of a deal.
It really didn't matter at all. Like, you were like, oh, my God, it's going to affect my future. No, no one cares.
Yeah, I was like,
no one is, like, on their job interview, like, how many detentions did you have
see,
in high
like,
school?
Towards towards the end of, like, high school, like, I, like, realized that, and I was like, I bet.
Well, towards the end of high school, you were barely in high school, so, like, you just kind of showed up whenever. Like, senior year, fourth quarter senior year, I think I saw you, like, twice during school. Like, dead ass. He would just show up at Evan's car, and I'd be like, "Were you in school?" You're like, "No." Like, I was like, "All right, okay."
Like, walk to school, just like go to film studies and get around.
Yes, you would come Evan. Just for film studies. You were like, "I woke up 10 minutes ago." Like, show up in like your pajamas. That shit had me dead. Oh my god.
I was such a savage, man.
Bro, me and Brandon were actually talking about film studies yesterday. Like, I was texting him, and he was like, we were geeking about film studies and how, like, lit that class was.
Oh, yo, remember that one time that one girl roasted me, and it was just so out of the cut that, like, I didn't know what to say back?
Oh, is it that, like, that girl? Like, the one we know, but, like, you're not gonna say
yeah, the cancer
yes.
one.
Yes, 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 yes. So the one who left, that's right?
Up. You gotta take that out. I can't say the cancer one.
Oh, her?
But, yeah. Yeah, no, remember the cancer one. You thought we were talking about the cross-eyed one?
Yes, yes, that one. Yo, chill. No, I thought the girl with the yeah, I'm hip. She really roasted you for like your movie taste. What'd she say?
No, remember like I was.
Didn't you work like roasty about working at Safeway?
Yes, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, chill.
No, but like I forget what we were arguing about. But I think I was just cooking up the movie that she took, like she like picked, and I was like, but like this is retarded. And then she was just like, and then we just started going back and forth, and she's like, that's why you work out Safeway, and like it was just like so out of the cut, right?
Yeah,
like,
everyone was like, oh shit.
And I'm hip. And then I was about to say that's why you have cancer, but like it crossed my head, but I was like, I can't say that. Like, I can't say that.
Yo, if you would said that, you probably wouldn't have graduated, bro. I swear to God.
And then at that point it was too late to say anything else, because like, you know, the moment had passed, and I was like, damn. I was going.
That was a fun class though, for real.
Remember that one freshman that was like in the back corner, that like
wait no said stupid no shit? Dude re- no remember yes
oh
no,
the remember. Really the fat chubby guy
yeah
yes
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Adam. Oh. He was Adam. Oh, we can't say names. I forgot about that.
Remember the kid who was related to that other person we know, like through the other thing, you know what I'm talking about? We talked about that, like the kid who was almost brothers with that other kid that we know. I'm trying to be as vague as possible. You know what I'm talking about, right, Alex?
I do know what you're talking about.
Alex, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, Alex, are you hip? Do you remember? You know what I'm talking about? Remember?
I don't.
Oh my! The kid who was about to be related to the other kid through the parent that was in that class, and the other kid we know, like, yeah, and then when. And then our friend.
It was like a whole wild story.
Yes, when our friend told us that, we were like, "Oh, that's him!" Like, "Oh, that's him in our class."
That was so crazy. Weak, bro.
Nah, I just remember, like this one. We were watching in our film studies class. We were watching that one Wes Anderson film, not Budapest Hotel, but the other one, Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, the one with Bruce Willis. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we were watching Moonrise Kingdom. And it was like near the beginning of the movie where we got to the part where the protagonist, the little kid with the glasses, and like the one girl.
Oh, they were about to like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the dude said some, I don't know, I forgot exactly what
out
he said.
Out of pocket shit. He
but it was very,
shit.
Yes.
Wait, yeah. I don't remember this. What was that?
No, there was about to be like a sex scene, but they were like really young in the movie. And then the kid was like, oh, sex or some shit like that. But the kids were like 12 years old in the movie. And he got like hella hyped. You don't remember that?
Oh, I do remember that.
And then everyone was like, chill out.
That I was so just funny. Cooking him up.
Yeah, that's what's funny. But yeah, that's pretty much everything. I mean, that's how you met all of us. I think it pretty much covers everything, right?
More or less.
Yeah, more or less. That's how we met each other.
Yes, sir. All right, I guess we can talk about the topics now. I guess Ox can talk about the first one.
Right, so earlier, was it this week, I guess? So this week, ESPN released like an op-ed about the best basketball shoes of all time. And what do you guys think about it?
All right, so I'm confused about that list because I like looked over it. Is that like the best basketball shoes to like play in, or just the most popular?
I think the most popular,
iconic.
Yeah.
Because Air Force Ones are number 3, and I don't think those are basketball shoes.
Well, they were. They were worn by Moses Malone. That's who wore it.
I mean, and then Converse were 5, but Converse were like the worst basketball shoes of all time.
Those were really iconic because those were like the first basketball shoe. Yeah, those were made in like 1920s.
Yeah.
Nah, I got bored reading that article. Like, I was gonna scroll through all the shoes to look at them so we could talk about it, but like halfway through, I was like,
I only paid attention to the first top 10, to be honest.
Yeah.
And top 10, in my opinion, is pretty accurate.
I mean, I don't know how you can put. Yeah, I mean, I guess the reason the Jordan 11 is number one is because that's the season he won like 72 games and all that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes sense. I mean,
I think the Jordan 11s look the best, to be honest.
Oh, I think the first Jordans were the best. The first ones?
Jordan 1? Jordan Air 1. That was second.
Yeah, that was second, right?
Yeah.
And those are terrible basketball shoes, too. He hated those shoes.
Yeah, like literally, he like played with them in his last. I don't know if you've watching the paying attention to the documentary, but like his last game in the Garden, he wore the Air Jordan 1s and he was like, my feet were literally bleeding.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Michael Jordan was a whole beast, but like those shoes were terrible. Yeah. Those shoes were so like not made for basketball that like skateboarders started wearing them.
They're a fashion symbol, so like it's good now. But like the reason the ones. You could wear that with like anything, jeans, sweatpants, anything.
Yeah, facts.
I just personally don't like the style of sneaker. It looks cool, but I don't
like the high top. You don't like high tops?
Mm-hmm. I don't like high tops.
Yeah, I feel like
just because I don't have the body mass for it. Like I don't have the leg.
So you like the Air Force ones, like the low ones?
Those are so chunky. Like if you see those in person, like they're like bricks on your feet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like looking like some cartoon character.
Like, you have to wear, like, baggy pants with big shoes. You can't wear, like, skinny pants with, like, Air Force One. You look like a clown. But clearly they're just running out of, like, ideas because, like, no sports are going on. So they're just like, let's just, like, release a list about shoes.
Yeah. When I first saw the list, I thought they were talking about, like, the design of the shoe.
No, I thought it was going to be, like, the best, best for playing basketball in.
Yeah.
But then when I scrolled down and it was, like, Converse number 5, I was like, okay, what the fuck is going on? The Converse are terrible shoes. Like, they're not made for basketball. I think that'd be a cool list, though. Like, top 10 best basketball shoes for playing in or something.
Mm-hmm. I think Paul George's would be up there. Those are nice for playing basketball.
I mean, it's crazy because all the shoes that people wear like on the street aren't actually good to play basketball.
Oh, yeah.
All the good basketball shoes are like shoes that people don't really like wear unless you're playing basketball.
Yeah.
So, unless KD's. I mean, I think KD or Kobe's, right? Aren't Kobe's like pretty good?
Kobe's are pretty good. Yeah. KD's are literally running shoes. So.
Wait, what are those shoes? What are those shoes that look like space boots?
Oh. The ones that tie themselves?
Yeah, those ones.
Yeah, the Nike. What's it called?
The Air Mags from the.
Yeah, Air Mags. Yeah, yeah.
But they made a low top basketball version that was last on the list. Like the Air Adapt. Yeah, those like tie themselves.
Yeah, I know, but like the originals, like were those on there?
Well, those are made. Someone wore those in a basketball game, right? I think. Huh?
I don't think they wore like the full. They wore the ones, not the ones that tie themselves. There's like a version that ties themselves. There's a version that just looks like it but doesn't tie itself. And I think
were there self-tying ones on the list?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because
they're not really basketball shoes. They're like boots. Like, I think your like feet would explode if you tried to wear a basketball game. Like,
you think?
I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. You bring up a good point because those Air Mags are like super iconic. Like, those are super famous shoes. So maybe. Who knows?
I'm gonna look them up. Hold up, let me see.
That's a good. I mean, I thought you were talking about the Kobe like 9s, because those are all. I think it's Kobe 9s. They're like super tall. You know what I'm talking about, Lohei?
Yeah.
Those look like space boots. I remember I went to a basketball camp and this kid had them, and I was like, he's the best player here just because he has those shoes. Wasn't even that good, but he had like the coolest shoes.
I mean, you can see like. It was inspired by like the Reebok Pump, which is 50 on the list. Like, those are high tops.
Mm-hmm. No, bro. Remember those Under Armour basketball shoes that look like boxing shoes?
Oh, ew.
Those were ugly.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the Kemba Walker wore a little bit. Yeah.
Ew.
I mean, Alex, you do you like basketball shoes? I mean, I don't know if you're really a shoe guy.
It was just interesting. I like the designs that they implement on the basketball shoes that like make them flashy and like iconic. I can appreciate that from the shoe.
Isn't it crazy that like on the top 10 list, like 8 of the shoes are made by like the same guy?
Yeah, that's crazy. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah, that guy's a king. Man's Tinker Hatfield just said, "I got you," and then just like made the most iconic shoes of all time, pretty much. So, all right, we can talk about the next thing though. What's next on the list, Alex?
I think this one's a pretty big subject to talk about. The Mike Tyson Instagram videos, him exclaiming,
"Yo, that was savage."
Yeah. So, just to like back this up with like to give a little bit of a backstory. Mike Tyson has released a couple of Instagram videos of him training, and it just looks like he just picked up where he left off, like back in form and all of that. He was going nuts. And in one of his videos, he like exclaims, like, "I'm back," and he wants to like box again. So what do you guys think?
It's crazy. He wants to be Yeah, I agree with Ix. He looks like he could kill someone, pretty much.
Yeah.
My God, he looks amazing in these videos.
But I think he's gonna get destroyed if he fights like a normal boxer.
No, he's gonna be fighting like Evander Holyfield, like.
Like if he fought like Tyson Fury, he would like get killed.
Oh no, heck no, he's not. He's not gonna go like for heavyweight championship.
Yeah, he's just doing like exhibition fights
for. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, I mean for his age, he's
no amazing. For his age. Oh, for his age.
Oh my, because he was like fat like just a couple months ago. He got in shape quick, and he looks great. So good for him. And
he's definitely taking like roids.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's.
And like growth hormone and shit. But
I think there might be like talks of him going on like. Was it TRT?
TRT, what is that?
Testosterone replacement therapy.
What, like, can you explain that a little bit?
So, like, as you get older, at least, like, in males, your testosterone level peaks when you're at, like, your 20s. And then starting by around, like, 35, 40, it starts to naturally decline. And then when you, like, lose that, you start to become, like, a little more lazy and, you won't move as much. So, by doing...
You haven't seen those, like, Shannon Sharp commercials?
No. I don't have cable. Like, what is it?
It's just, like, a pill that you take, and then... I mean, it's on YouTube. But, like, you basically take the pill, and then it just increases your testosterone levels.
Oh, that's it? It's not, like a surgery or anything?
No, it's not surgery.
You said like replacement therapy. I was like, oh, what are they replacing?
There's a process that you have to take, but it's not like a surgery.
But is that banned in boxing?
Well,
it's starting to become like less restrictive.
It's because like at that point you're probably not boxing at age 40, 50. So like now since
also people are doing it, depending on the boxing match, they can like choose not to like have a drug test. So like let's say he would just be yoked out on like 80 different kinds of roids and then just like murder someone. Like, I'm down to watch that. I'm down to watch that.
But
like,
yeah, dude,
that'd be crazy.
Yeah. So when
do you think he's running out of money though? Do you think he's like running out of money?
Tyson?
I doubt
like, that's why he's doing it. Like I'm pretty sure
he has someone who's like invested his money.
But... I mean, he has... like look at Floyd Mayweather. This man like goes broke in like 8 years. Oh,
Floyd Mayweather. That man is like dumb.
I don't know if Mike Tyson's.
Well, Mike Tyson works for DAZN, so he gets like $3 million a year. So I think he's straight.
I think Tyson's trying to like box for charity though. That's like his main goal for coming back, right?
Yeah, it's for charity. Yeah.
So I don't think he's boxing for money's sake.
I mean, yeah, but definitely gonna make something on the back end though. Like, let's not act like it's gonna be free, right? Like, there's definitely gonna be, he's gonna make money one way or another. If it's not off the fight, it's gonna be off the ads he gets off the fight, right? Or the commercials he gets based off, like, or the sponsorships he gets from the fight and shit. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, he was broke at a point, but I think he's good now. Like, he was bankrupt.
Like when I see a 53-year-old retired anything coming back, I always just think, like, oh, it's because they're broke. Because that happens so much. Like, an old famous guy comes back because he has no money. And then he just gets shit on. So, we'll see. But, all right. Next topic, Alex?
Yeah, sure. So, this one is kind of depressing. So, Giants... so, like, a few days ago, Giants cornerback...
depressing. continue.
Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seattle cornerback Quentin Dunbar were involved in an alleged armed robbery incident that happened on May 13th. And throughout this incident, Baker allegedly directed Dunbar to take cash and watches from victims by force during the social gathering that they were at, stealing well over $50,000, upwards of $70,000. And a victim reported seeing the two at another social event a couple of days prior to the incident, where the cornerbacks allegedly lost approximately $70,000 in cash. Fortunately, nobody was injured and no shots were fired during the incident on May 13th, but Baker and Dunbar were both charged with four counts of armed robbery. So, I mean, pretty wild story. And of course, TMZ is the first to report it. So.
Talk about TMZ stories.
Yeah. I don't know how TMZ gets all the scoops. They have, they're connected to the streets, bro. I swear to God.
They got ops on the streets.
TMZ just pays, random ass people to just, give them stories. I swear to God.
The people at the social event were undercover TMZ reporters.
You think?
It was a setup. I'm dead.
TMZ pulls the strings.
For the story, these guys are... Wasn't Dunbar... Wasn't he a Redskin?
Yeah, he was. And then he went to the Giants. Well,
why would they even do that in the first place?
People are dumb. You're literally
here's
rich.
What I think. Now, here's what I think happened. You want my opinion? So, you know how they lost, 70 grand, right? The night before?
Yeah.
I think they probably went to that next thing and, won, 70 grand, but the guys didn't have enough money to pay them back. So then they just took the watches instead.
You think?
Well, this was at a social gathering.
Yeah, like a party. Yeah, exactly. So who's going to have, 70 grand on them at, a social party? You see what I'm saying?
That's true. But why wouldn't he just let her go get the money?
Why what?
Why wouldn't he just let her go, let him go get money?
Oh, well, I see what you're saying, but that's a good point. What if they didn't have 70 grand? They weren't playing against other NFL players. What if they're just playing against random people?
That's true.
So I think that's what happened. I think they just probably, because at poker, you can get really big pots really quickly.
Yeah.
So they probably just built up really fast and they ended up winning. And they're like, we just lost 70 grand yesterday. We want this money to still be break even. And the guys were like, we don't have 70 grand. And they just robbed them. That's what happened. I think that's what happened. Either that happened or they lost again. They're like, fuck it. We're so broke. We need to make money somehow. So they just robbed them, honestly.
According to some of the articles, the vehicles that the cornerbacks pulled up in were positioned in a way that would lead them to escape fast or
quickly. Stupid. I read that. That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. It said, you mean the three cars they drove there in or the three cars they drove away in? Wait, what? That's weird. Obviously that's what's going to happen. I don't understand that headline at all.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
It was just parked.
Yeah, they just parked their car and got in their car and drove away. That's all that happened. They're acting like it was a heist, some Ocean's 11. They pulled up, tear gassed the customers and, robbed them. No. These guys weren't even wearing masks. It was definitely an impromptu, you know what I mean? They didn't actually rob. They were just pulling guns out, right? And were just give us your watches. It wasn't they were wearing masks, right?
Yeah.
There was no way it was a planned robbery. At least I don't think so.
Nah.
But what's dumb is those guys are millionaires. They threw it all away. here, threw it all away. Yeah. For nothing. Right. For like 70 grand, but like I know the guy, one guy, Dunbar, has like a $9 million contract. Like guaranteed. Yeah, like,
don't be dumb, bro.
Yeah, Dunbar, just, yeah, he's set to get paid $3.4 million, and then Baker is supposed to make 2.4. So like 70,000 is literally pocket change.
I mean, obviously you don't have $3 million in your bank account.
Yeah, no.
But still, like, but in the long run. In the long run.
Yeah.
Are they going to jail? Did they say, like, are they arrested? Like, have they been arrested?
They haven't. There's a warrant out for their arrest.
Warrant?
Yeah, yeah.
You think they're going to, like, flee to, like, Mexico or something?
That would be savage. I would do that.
I mean, they're basically admitting that they did it, and they're definitely not getting to back into the NFL at that point.
They go play in, like, they go flee to Canada and play in the Canadian Football League instead. That should be as fuck.
I didn't know there was a Canadian Football League.
Yeah, it's not very good. It's like three downs instead of four, and the field is like longer.
It's pretty jank.
But isn't what's his name playing in that? Who's that quarterback who got drafted to the Browns but like sucked ass?
Manziel.
No, Baker plays for the Spring League.
No, Johnny Manziel.
I mean, Johnny Manziel, not Baker.
Wasn't he in the Canadian Football League though?
He was for a while, and then he was mediocre, I think.
But if you're mediocre in the Canadian Football League, you're not gonna make it in the NFL, bro. I'm sorry. Like that's not gonna happen. We'll see though.
Yeah. I mean, it was just wild, like, this whole incident.
Bro, I just got a headline right before this podcast started. Listen to this. Redskins wide receiver Cody Lattimore arrested after shots were reportedly fired inside a Douglas County, Colorado apartment.
Bruh,
so you just got arrested, too?
All these dumb, like...
Football players. Like, all football this CTE, players, like, bro.
Quarantine, yeah, quarantine. Like, they don't know what to do, bro. They don't know what... These people really just have brain damage out here, and they're like just in the streets wilding out.
Yeah, dude, for real.
I can't catch passes anymore, so I gotta catch a case.
I mean, because most of the time they're just training, you know, so they like they don't. Oh, that's all they do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just like waiting.
I mean, you have a point. Like all these dumbass football players, all this money, and like. Yeah, they have nothing to do.
Yeah, because I mean, not that I'm like trying to insinuate anything about like you know, but like a lot of them come from like low income areas. You know what I mean?
They
around like a lot of crime and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the way I see.
No, I mean it's true. That's very true. I think a lot of people would say that. Especially when you think about like how many people are on a football team. Not everyone's gonna be like super smart.
Yeah.
So, like football teams, like how many people? Like 32 or something, or like way more actually, right?
53.
53,
yeah. There are some smart-ass niggas, though.
Oh, yeah, like, I know Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's a quarterback for the Dolphins, he went to Harvard, I think, so.
Yeah.
Does he have the record for, like, the highest score on the, like, the Wonderlic exam?
Yeah, he's actually, like, really smart.
What a savage.
I heard that, isn't that weird they, like, test to see how smart you are? Like, they give you, like, a test to play football?
Yeah, it's just dumb. Like,
would that matter?
It almost never equates to anything.
They're starting to, like, get rid of that.
I guess intelligence is someone tied to, like, analytical skills, you know what I mean? So, like, they just determine, like, how, like, I don't know.
If you're an offensive lineman.
Yeah, they do it for, like, skill positions as well. So, what's his name? Like, Jerry Jeudy had, like, a really low score. So they were like, oh, now we're not going to draft him. Like, that's literally stupid. Like, what is that going to do?
He can run fast. That's all that matters. Yeah.
He needs to know, like, a playbook, and that's it.
Yeah.
And even then, like, in reality, how many of those plays are really called for you? Like, you probably need to know, like, a handful of those, like, in-depth, and that's it.
Yeah.
Facts. Mad facts.
Big facts. All right.
Next topic.
Well... That's all the top. I mean, that's pretty much all the topics we have. But I mean, is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Let's talk about 6ix9ine. I want to talk about 6ix9ine real quick.
Savage.
Did you see he broke the record for Instagram live viewers? It's fucking
crazy. Yeah.
2 million.
Was this the live video explaining why he snitched? Or was it like a different one?
Nah, it was the one where he's like, "Your little boy to me."
The man has been live for like the past weeks.
Yeah, he has been live, bro.
No, the first day he came back, he was like, "Oh boy, I'm gonna kiss you on the forehead."
Yeah. You don't have to watch your little boy to me.
He gets me so weak. And you think about it, like everyone who's like on his ass, you know, like saying he's a rat and everything, like they're just giving you what he wants. Like he just wants
niggas be acting like they're hard, but like you would probably do the same thing in that position. And especially since like he can't, like when he explained like why he did it, if all what he said is true, then like it's not.
They definitely did some messed up shit to him too.
Yeah,
they were wild.
So
they kidnapped him and stuff.
Yeah.
All this.
Yeah. They're like fucking.
And bro, people were like, "Oh, he's gonna get killed now." There is no bro. Like his address got leaked on the internet.
He moved the next day.
Minutes, within they 5 minutes, 30 cops were at his house.
Yeah. They're treating him like the president. Like he's moved like 3 times.
That's so crazy. Like that man is literally just living life. Like, you know what I mean? He's just bulling it.
Yeah. Like no one is that dumb to do anything to him now.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. There are some crazy ass gang affiliated people who would probably try to kill him, but not anytime soon, you know?
Yeah.
Because he can't even leave his house, right? Like, he can't even leave his house. That music video was like filming like his garage.
Yeah.
So, like, and the judge only gave him like 2 hours a day to like make music or some weird shit. Like, I don't know how they enforce that, but. A lot of weird stipulations.
How are you gonna take physical like control over his like creative part, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm still gonna be like creating
the ankle monitor. Bracelet is also a shock.
It's like every time he starts singing, he gets like shocked by the ankle bracelet.
Bitch, I'm singing.
It's like,
dumb, stupid, or dumb? I'm like, what the heck?
Wait, what's that line? He said, "Got the blinky on."
Bro, do you think? But do you think he's gonna like have the same numbers he did like before he went to jail, though? Or do you think it's gonna like fade away?
I think he's like for the near future, it's gonna be like the same. I think soon enough he'll probably stop making music, and then he'll like fade away into obscurity.
I mean, when he made Stupid, it's like he picked up where he left off. It sounds like any one of his
other songs. Well, people were saying that he recorded that, like, before he went to jail, and then he just, like, included a couple lines. That's how he made it so quickly. Because it was already, like, because you're right, bro. It sounds exactly the same as, like, his other music. Brett.
He's just a fan. He gets me. I, like, gets me weak how, like, every New York rapper's just, like, cooking him up.
They don't care? Oh, yeah. But like they're calling him a snitch, but
I mean, it's mostly Lil TJ.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Is like 18 times more rich than him. So what does he act like? Who he does not care.
That's what he said. That the person he was like, "You little boy to me," he was talking about Lil TJ. Yeah,
this man has like 6 Lambos, like he has like armed security, like he's a millionaire, like he got out of jail like after like ordering like a hit on Chief Keef.
And like, he's just a goofy insane Mexican.
He is, yeah.
And he tweeted out, he's like, imagine being pressed over a Mexican with rainbow hair. I was weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild, like, how much shit he did, and now he's, like, not in jail. Because of coronavirus. Because of coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
That's what he said. That should be dead.
Yeah, that line was so bad.
Yeah.
He could not fit at all.
That was one of the fucking lines he added in later, bro.
Yeah. And then the one where he's like, "I'm back, ha ha ha," and it's like face turned into like a rat. That shit is dead. Like, ha 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 ha.
Greg, isn't there a meme out there with that exact same face? And it's like a guy just acting like all dumb, and it's like, "This is the way 6ix9ine be acting," or something like that. I swear there's a video out like
Yeah, it's because they use the animoji, and then they just kind of modified it for like that music video.
Bro, do you guys remember the meme that like blew him up where it was like he's like the final SoundCloud boss that you have to face after beating SoundCloud? And it was just him with like shirtless with like his 6ix9ine tattoo. Oh my god. And now he's like so famous. Like he's like the most famous rapper right now. Like it's insane. Like, I don't know, bro.
And his music is terrible.
Has no room to talk. I mean,
his music is so basic.
Yeah.
It's just his like shenanigans are fucking hilarious and like crazy. Yeah. No other rapper would snitch and then come out and like laugh at everyone who he threw in jail.
Yeah, like no, really like what are you gonna say? What are you gonna say to him? Like he's obviously like embraced that role now. So like, Lil TJ called him a rat. Laughs in his face. And what are you gonna say?
He knows he's a rat, bro. But like
he's richer than you. Like obviously, like Lil TJ is more musically talented than 6ix9ine. But like,
does it matter?
Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. Doesn't matter.
Not only does it not matter, but like, he got famous off of his shenanigans, so he's just gonna keep doing it. Like, why would he stop?
Yeah, you're fueling about Meek Mill, all them people, Snoop Dogg, all the people we're talking about, they're just fueling it.
Yeah. But you think someone's gonna make like a 6ix9ine diss track? Honestly, he'd probably like remix the diss track and then like spin it back or some shit. Like, what are you even gonna? You can't touch him. He's literally untouchable. It's crazy.
I'm hyped.
So we'll see. We'll see.
We shall see. Oh, Ix, didn't you have a story to tell us?
Yeah, I did. All right. So this story is actually kind of funny. All right. So I was with this girl, right? Who like the name I won't say.
Mhm.
And we were dating, and we were in my car. And my little sister was in the back because we're gonna go get like ice cream or something. So it was like warm. And I pull up at this red light, and there's a girl just like she's like doing like stretches like on like by the street, like, you know, waiting for like the signal to so she could walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over at her because she's like moving and shit, and like I saw the movement out of like the corner of my eye. So like I looked over, right? And like the girl, like I know she's like, she like, I peeped out for like when I like turned back to look at the road. I saw her like looking at me, and I looked back at the girl, and I knew she saw me turn to look at her. And I was like, bruh. I was like, I already knew she was gonna geek. Like, I already knew she was gonna geek, right? And the thing is, the girl was like 14, bruh. Like, she was literally like so young. And all right, so then, and my little sister was in the back, right? And I peeped at she, but I didn't say anything. And she didn't say anything either because my sister was in the back. So I guess she wasn't like trying to like tweak. So then the light turns green and I go forward, and like I see this bitch like run like super OC, like super fast for no reason, like. And so I turn to look. I'm like, what's going on? And I saw that she saw me look again, and that's when I was like, it's like I'm really like she's just gonna geek, bro. So then I like look at my sister. And I'm like, I like mouth her. I'm like, she's mad. I'm like, she's just pissed off. And so then, she doesn't geek in the moment. So then we drop my little sister off later. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're driving. Actually, no, she did say something. So we're driving back, and we were talking about like. Because I found out my little sister had a girlfriend that I didn't know about.
Wait, like, yeah. Say that again?
I mean, no, not a girlfriend.
Okay.
She had a boyfriend. I'm getting confused. No, she had a boyfriend that I didn't know about, and I was like, huh? And, like, even my mom didn't know. I was like, oh, so you're out here, like, just, like, wilding. And
oh, my God.
And then she's like, I bet he doesn't look at other girls. And that's when I was like, I knew she brought it up. I was like, and I knew she like said it to me, and I was just like looking at her, like, what are you even talking about? Like, you know, playing dumb. Cause I wanted to see if she was actually tripping about that. And she's like, I saw the way you looked at the girl. I was like, bro, she was 14, bro. She's just like, she was 14. I was just like you're tripping for like a 14-year-old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so we dropped my little sister off. And then at this point, like, Kaylee's like, she's still kind of like mad. And I'm just like blown back. So I'm like, she's really tripping about it.
Oh my God.
So we go to Safeway, I go into the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm literally just walking into the store, bro. And I see her look forward and then look at me. And she's like always looking at the bitches. And I'm like, what? I'm like, bro, like, what are you even talking about? She's like, I see you. I was like, bro, looking at who, bro? I was like, looking exactly at who? Like, I was just like, I wasn't looking at anyone. And she was like, I. And then that's when I was like, bro, I was like, I'm not looking at anyone. And she just like, I was like, what? And later she pointed out the girl that she told me I was looking at. And it was like some fat bitch. I was like, bruh. I was like,
ew. Hell no.
Oh my god. I mean,
oh my god.
Chill.
At least he had an easy out now.
Where's Evan before you meet him, bro?
Yo, chill.
So are we just telling geeking stories now then?
This fair game right now.
Nah, tell the story about how you eat Evan's salad, like you like smack.
I was gonna ask him with like not saying the name, but since he already did, just go ahead.
Yeah.
Right. That's just like an iconic story. You can't like, if you don't include Evan's name, Evan's just gonna be confused because like he was just picking on some random nigga. So. I don't even, like, what was it? What was he even cooking? No, I remember he was, like, throwing, like, raisins at, like,
yeah, he's throwing cranberries at you.
What were we cooking him up about? What were we cooking him up about, like, Alabama or something?
No, you really eat in a salad, but you still fat, or something like that.
We were just geeking on his weight. Oh, this is fucked up. But, so, his man was just starting in. And then I was just getting annoyed because, like, he just kept on throwing shit at Elohe and it was getting on me, too. And I was like, I stood up. And I, wait, what instigate? Like, did I just stand up and say, well,
they're going to stop? You just stood up. You just
fucking, like, yanked it off the table. I just stood up and said, well, there goes your salad. You just went, yonk. Just on the floor. And he just, like, sat there just looking dumb. Like, he was just like, that really just happened. And then everyone just started geeking. Like, literally, like, the entire, like lunch, like the little courtyard outside. Because everyone saw it happen, Brian. Because we were being so loud. And then he just got butthurt. And he's like, go buy me another salad. I was like, no, you fat nigga. I was like, you need enough for today. Yo, that man didn't talk to me for, like, 2 weeks. I swear to God.
Y'all are straight goons, I swear.
Yo, you smacked his salad! Oh my god!
That's fucked up, bruh.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Yo, the funny thing is, he drowned in ranch. He drowned. There was more ranch on the floor than lettuce.
He was really eating, like, ranch soup with lettuce sprinkles, bruh.
He was ranch soup. Oh, I'm fucking
dude, that story, bro. No, because I remember, because didn't we have film studies like right after that, and Evan came in looking so mad, and then you came in like a minute later, yeah. And then you sat, and I was like, what happened? Caleb's like, bro, you won't believe what just happened. And then he told me, and I was like, oh my god, I cannot believe I missed that, bro. I'm so mad.
Dude, the way you flipped it like so nonchalantly too. Well, yeah, there goes your salad.
I didn't even curse or like say like there goes your fat like your salad, you fat ass nigga. I was just like, well, there goes your salad. I was like, there goes your salad, boy. Like,
oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's fucked up, bro. I feel bad. Like thinking back now, I feel bad.
Yeah, but because he just came down and he just put his head like in his lap, like he didn't look at anyone. And then like when you walked in, like he didn't like make any eye contact. Like I was, oh my god, it was crazy.
I really bullied that kid, but
you definitely fucking bullied him. Oh my
he's
god.
He's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, he's chilling. He's chilling.
Has anyone talked to him recently?
Yeah, he's fine. He's good. Don't worry, he's not like scarred by what you did.
The man just needs to work out, bro.
Yeah, that's facts.
Or not even work out, just shout. some basic height.
Oh my god. Oh my god. All right.
I'm still cooking this, my god, bro. I just said I felt bad.
No, it's like so subconscious. it's so subconsciously ingrained in your head that you just say it without even
using. Yeah, I just be cooking that man's up. What's another funny ass story, bro?
Another funny ass story. Well, it has to include you since you're here. I mean, we can talk about the time where like, we, like, me and you got like locked in my basement for like 3 hours. All right, you want to tell the story, Alex? You tell the story because it geeks so hard.
How did we even lock ourselves in? Didn't you just like, oh yeah, we went downstairs. No, wait. Weren't we going up? Yeah, we went up to get food. And then on the way
down. Yeah, we were in my basement. We went up to get food. And then on the way down, like the lock on the outside was like diagonal. So we could still like open the door and shit. So when we closed it straight, like locked behind us.
Yeah, exactly. And we're just so blown, bro.
No, because then we were like, bro, I have to go to the bathroom. So I like walked up the stairs and I was like, bro, it's locked. You're like, what do you mean it's locked? I'm like, dude, the door is locked. I can't get out. Like, no, it's not. Like, walk up the stairs. You're like trying to jiggle the knob. You're like, bro, it's locked. I was like, I know it's locked. I just told you it was locked. And you're like, oh, let's just YouTube how to like pick a lock. Like, okay, try that.
It didn't even have a keyhole.
Yeah, there was no keyhole. You're like, give me your debit card. We tried to like jam the debit card like into the lock to try to like open it. That shit didn't work.
and then we tried going out the window.
Yes, there's like a tiny window. So like I like hoisted up on like your shoulders and like climbed out the window, but the like to the outside of the house. But the house was locked anyway. So I was outside my house, so I couldn't get in my house because it was locked. So I had to climb back into the basement. And then my mom came home, and I, like, called my mom. I was like, Mom, the door's locked. She's like, what? Are you stupid? I was like, let us out of the basement. We're locked downstairs. She like, opened the door. She's like, what the fuck happened? But then she, like, took the lock out the next day. Like, the next day.
Yeah, she felt bad. You told me she felt bad.
She, like, felt bad. She, like, replaced the lock. Yeah, that shit was so funny, though. Because you were like, dude. Wait, I was like, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, it was just so funny because I, like, went up to, like, go get like water or something. I was like, dude, it's locked. You're like, no, it's not. Like, walk up the stairs, try to like unlock it, and you're like, bro, it's locked. I'm like, yeah, I know.
The story behind the lock. Remember, your mom saw like the guy.
Oh, you want to tell that? Oh, yeah. So, like, my mom just like one night, like, she just like looked out the window, and there was a guy just like standing in our front lawn. My mom like freaked out and like called the cops, and the cops came, and like they never found the guy. And then after that, my mom like put a lock on that, because you've been to my house, Alex, and you know how like you can like the window that me and Alex went out to like try to get back into the house, like someone could have like broken that and then like gone through the basement up the stairs into my house. Mm-hmm. So my mom like put the lock there so that like you could lock it from like the living room, so that even if they like broke into the basement, they couldn't get into the main house. Mm-hmm. No. But we should also tell the story about how like you were sitting in the chair and I like didn't see you, and like I to this day I don't think you were there.
You don't believe me, bro. You really just went up to get water again. Like, I swear you went up to you went to the bathroom, and like I was just geeking, and like I was like, let me just hide from this. And like literally I set the chair like at the foot of the stairs, bro, like right in front of you. Like as soon as if you'd come down the stairs normal, or like I don't know what you were.
No, I was scared because you had already scared me like 3 times that day. So I was like, I had like PTSD. So I was like, Alex, where are you? I was like running down.
I was literally just sitting there on my phone. But like, I don't know. I don't think it was phone. I was just sitting there geeking. And you came down the stairs. You looked around. You're like, Alex, where are you? I was like, you're like, bro, don't scare me. And then you went upstairs. And then you're like, dude, where are you? And I was just like, I was just geeking. I was like, this man literally didn't. And then
you say you were sitting in that chair, but I don't believe you.
I was like, bro, I'm right here. He's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm right here. I was in this chair, bro. And you're like, no way. I was like, I swear to God. I was like, I was in this chair this entire time. And you're like, bro, I ran down the stairs and looked around, and you were there. I was like, yeah, I saw you do that.
My brain was so scared of you that it like blocked you out subconsciously, like so I just couldn't see you. I swear to God.
Fight or flight.
Yeah, for real. Wait, what's like a funny ass story that has like all of us, like that had all four of us? I'm trying to think. Is there a story where all four of us are just geek? I'm trying to think of all the head ass shit that we've done.
Like we hang out with each other pretty frequently, so head ass shit like happens all the time. That
no, but like, sort of, like, yeah.
Forget about him.
Oh no. Dude, there has to be a story where we were all there and just like, it was just hella funny, I'm trying to think. Oh, what about the thing with, we shouldn't talk about that. Yeah, we shouldn't talk about that.
Talk about what?
Junior year summer and all that shit. That should not be mentioned. I don't think we should talk about that.
Yeah,
that
that's too obvious. It's too specific. Like, anyone listening to it, like, anything else, we can be like, oh, yeah. This person But that's, like, that involves too many people.
Yeah, I have, like, 6 people deep. That shit was,
like,
yeah.
Like, with very active roles in this.
Yeah, no, that was, like, a 3-month-long story, pretty much. All right, can you guys think of anything? I'm trying to think.
Is there anything you see, IX, and like the conversation starters that you want to talk about?
Oh, we're spied, bro. We were together at the party.
I wasn't there for the second one, though. I just want to talk about the first and third one.
The first one was the littest.
All right,
really?
Talk about, like,
everyone says the second one was the littest. I wasn't the second one.
Well, I mean, okay. I let me correct my statement. The second one was up there in, like, in Maryland, middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't remember much of the second one, right,
Alex? I do. No, I don't remember a lot of the first one.
The first?
I was way more late at the first party.
The first one?
The second. Yeah.
Hmm.
Really?
Yo, bro, I was so late that night.
For real?
Bro, I was, like, fighting niggas and shit.
What?
Like, at one point.
The second one?
That was the second one.
No, the first party.
The one in Woodbridge? The one in the basement? That was the first one.
Wait, no.
We've had 3.
Oh, God, there's been 3.
Yeah, there was 3. There's been
the
3.
One in the basement was that was the one Jack was at.
Yeah, and the third one. The first one, you were kind of lit. But you were super lit. The second one, I wasn't there. Apparently, you were super lit.
Yeah,
and
the one you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Since Jack hasn't, like, heard it from your perspective, like, just talk about that, like, what your perspective was of the second one. Because you said you got super lit.
It's just a big blank, bro. Now, at one point, I remember, like, I remember because Kiki showed up, and everyone was scared I was about to beat her up. Now, you remember this? Because she showed up, and then, Alex came up to me super pressed, like he was kind of upset, and then he's like, dude, like I was just talking to you. She's just like, she said, oh, I didn't know you were like this and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And so then, and like we were just talking, and then I just like got up and just.
I remember me and you. He told bro, we were about to throw some hands, bro.
Oh, okay, we just start geeking. We were like, bro, like she can't disrespect you, like blah blah blah, like yeah. Like it's your party, like. You know, like, we'll
like what is she doing here at your party, like, talking shit, bruh? Who does she think she is?
And so, like, we're like, we'll kick her out if you want to. But Alex was like, nah, chill out. And then I just started walking. I just needed to, like, move. So, like, I just started walking, right? And everyone was like, oh, my God. They're like, this nigga's about to get wrecked. And I was like, bruh, chill out. I'm just going to the bathroom. Everyone's like, bruh, like. They like came out there like because I moved pretty fast, I guess, and it took them a second to catch up. They kept like, dude, like doing on doing like, don't beat her up. I was like, I'm not going to beat her up.
So, at that point, hadn't you like tried to beat up someone else? And didn't you like lock someone else in the basement or some shit?
That happened before all that. So like from my perspective.
No, okay, no. So I mean, are we naming names? Fuck it, we're naming names because you know.
Oh. Oh shit.
I mean, I don't really care. She
if you don't care, that doesn't matter.
I wasn't there, so I can't get in trouble this time. So you go ahead.
Exactly. Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Okay. So Madison was geeking that night. Right? And, like, I don't know why. Like, she said she was, like, scared of me that night because, like, she thought I was going to hit her. I honestly don't remember locking her in the basement. Like, I don't, like, like her going down to the basement and, like, sort of geeking because, like, and I was just like, and then at a certain point, I was like, where is she, bro? And she's like, and then later I asked Julia, I was like, what did I do, bro? And she's like, nothing. Well, at least I was like, why is she mad? She's like, I don't know. He's just tweaking. Like, that's why I locked in the basement. I was like, I don't locking anyone in the basement.
I remember she, like, texted me the next day, and she was like, I locked me in the basement. I was like, what? I was like, part of me wasn't surprised, though. I was like, you know, if it was gonna be anyone, it was gonna be Ajax locked in the basement.
Hey, but she was being annoying. Senna, I don't remember.
So I threw her in the dungeon.
I didn't know. I honestly don't have no recollection. Like, I've legit, like, gone through that party, like,
imagine
in my
you,
head,
like, I can just imagine you being like, Madison, come here real quick. You, like, walk down the stairs, and you just, like, sprint back up the stairs really fucking fast.
No, because she was
slammed
crying.
The door in her face.
She was crying for some reason. I think she was crying, or she was upset. Like, some shit happened, and she was just geeking or some shit. I don't know. Madison,
you're killing the vibe. Get over it.
Chill. Because everyone was gone that day, bro. Everyone was gone. Yeah. But, like, I remember
stumbling down the hallway with my knife out and, like, blood dripping, like everywhere. Because, like, I cut myself. Because I was, like, flipping the knife around and being retarded.
I mean, that's the night that Taylor almost, like, Taylor was scared for his life, apparently. Apparently. That's what I heard. Because weren't you gonna, like, beat him up or something? We, like, threatened to, like,
oh,
beat
yeah,
him
we
up
did
or
start, we did start fighting. And it took Cyrus to hold me back.
Yeah,
it took Cyrus and me to hold you
Cyrus.
Back,
oh, yeah, it took Chingus. It took Cyrus to hold
me. I don't, bro, like, legit, I don't even recall that. Or, like, I don't know where I was or what I was doing at
you
that
were
moment.
Inside,
like, I just remember, like, Sam or someone, like, bro, people are fighting outside. And I was like, so I took the megaphone and I was like, all right, everyone come inside, like, hella slurred, right? And then everyone started coming inside. Maybe 5 minutes later, I look out and then, like, there's like there's more people outside than there was before. And then I was like, you know what? Just let it be.
I ended up cutting my shoulder that night.
I don't know how
yeah, no, it got me weak.
You guys are so lucky. Like, holy shit.
What do you mean?
You're looking like the, like, no one, like, broke a window or some shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm
like,
hit, bro.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think I did stab my knife into the wall, but it wasn't, like, no one noticed. So, like, I just didn't find him.
When Kiki came, she was like, bro, it's so hot. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you can literally see everything. You can hear the music. You can see the lights from outside.
What
so
was
I
that?
Went out. Like, because you know how we had, like, the strobe lights going around?
Oh, yeah, dude, we were so... That party was so wild. No, but yeah, that's why it didn't get bad, because it's Maryland, bro. And, like, Maryland niggas are, like, just savages. Like,
yeah,
they
facts.
Fuck, bro.
They were, bro, legit, like, remember when the two people came with the stuff? The girl and the guy?
Yeah. I do.
Huh?
Remember when the girl and the girl with blue hair came? The girl.
Oh, is this who Sam was? Oh.
Yes. Remember when she came? Bro, when she came.
The fairy came.
Yes. So when she came, literally all the people who I didn't know didn't, like, went to TC or whatever, Howard nigga. Like, all the people.
There were so many random niggas at that party.
Bro, randos. When she came, they were all like, bro, who is that guy?
Everyone was so fiend.
And I was like, bro, like, I couldn't even, like, register what they were asking me. And then I went outside, and then, you know, we did the ting, and the neighbors were really outside watching us, like, hey, like, I was like, all right, cool. And then, yeah, I went inside, and people were still getting lit. This was, like, what time was it, like, 12:30, so I don't know how we didn't get the cops, like, pulled up on us.
And I remember at the end, bro, like, we were just, like, all sitting in the couch, just, like, eating McDonald's. Remember someone went out to get McDonald's? And
no,
just,
it was, like, it was Evan, and he got Uber Eats for, like, me and him and you, and then we wanted more, and then he ordered another Uber Eats for, like, everyone else. He's a gopher now.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
And then someone asking for a chicken burger. What the hell is a chicken burger?
A chicken...
Yo, Alohe, remember that one time where you were telling me about, like, the one girl came up to you and asked for a cigarette?
Oh, my goodness. So, like, yeah. Yes, at the end. Like, so this is, like, near the end. So this girl, she was, like, very bad, too, right? So she came up to me, and she was like, do you have a cigarette? I'm like, and I was standing with Taylor. I was like, no. And then she was like, hey, and she's like looking at both of us like really weird, like obviously with like the glazed eyes. She's like, hey, you guys kind of look good. You want to have a foursome with me and my boyfriend? I'm like, they go, what? Heck no.
Wait, what did you say? You want a what?
A foursome.
Are you serious? She said that?
Yes.
At the party?
Yes. So I just kind of like pushed her away from me.
Who was
she? She was the one. The couple also had sex in my room, in my closet, in my room. Yeah. Not like this is an Airbnb, obviously, so not like my room, but like the room that was allotted for me to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember trying to get in my room, and I like nearly broke down the door trying to get them out. Remember that?
I was like,
you better get out of my room.
I mean, bro, speaking of that, like, remember the first party where, like, that, like, we were, like, all pressed for, like, the door, you know, because the people were, like, on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
We're like, bro, open the door!
Slam on the door! I was kind of late, and Reagan had told me before that she didn't want to do anything with Peyton. Hey, to be honest, I kind of smoked a joint before I started on the podcast. So, like, I'd be forgetting shit.
All right, go ahead, bro. You already said it.
She was like, I mean, just don't quit it. And then she was just like bleep it out. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'll attempt it.
And she's like, I don't want to do anything painting, and I know he wants to, and like stuff like that. So I was like, and she's like, can you make sure, like, you know, he doesn't? And so like, at that point, I was kind of late, and I saw him go into the room. I was like, oh boy, let's get it. So like, I just
no, because like when down. We went to because remember me, Peyton, and Evan went to McDonald's.
Because we were all like fighting over the McDonald's. We're like, no, you go.
Yeah. So Evan was clearly like gone. And then I was like, okay, I have to drive because I didn't do anything, obviously, that night. So I took Evan and Peyton because Evan wanted to go for some reason. Badass. And then Peyton wanted to go because he had to pay. He had to pay for it. So we went. And then this man, Peyton, was like, because when we were talking on the couch, Evan was like, anytime like Peyton and like Reagan would like start kissing, he would start laughing. So then Peyton was like, bro, can you stop cop blocking? And he's like, I bet. I think he did the same shit as soon as we got back, bruh. So, I mean, she should thank him. As he is master cock blocker.
Evan. Why are we exposing Evan, bro?
No, like, it was good. It was good then. You wanted him to have sex right next to us. It was good he did it. That's why he did it.
That first one was kind of ratchet because, like, there wasn't a
place for people.
People stuffed on, like, the floor, and like, so it was, the guy was still upstairs and everything.
We were literally in the basement. That was so hot. Like, looking back, that was so dumb.
No, and then all the guys that showed up later, I'm not gonna say anyone, they were like throwing stuff out on the guys, like,
they were like climbing the porch,
porch,
and they were like picking the apples off of the tree. Like, what are you doing?
Well, those people are just socially weird.
Drunk people and like
they weren't even drunk. Those are just their natural personality.
No, those are they those weren't, bro.
Just weird.
They weren't lit.
No, they weren't.
We're talking about IX. It's them. Yeah,
it was them niggas, bro.
You know, them.
Who them niggas?
Lion Schmodegard. You know, Lion Schmodegard.
Oh yeah, they showed up. What the?
Yes.
I forgot that man's like didn't exist, bro. That's how irrelevant he is.
They showed up for like 20 minutes and then dipped.
Yeah, they showed up like almost got us arrested. Oh, thanks, guys. Really appreciated that one.
I forgot Jack was there.
What's up?
Damn, you get easy.
I said, Jack, you were at that first party.
Well, yeah, because I wasn't like hot like everyone. I mean, but you know.
Yeah.
I liked the first one, though. It was. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't have the second one, but the first one was fun, and the third one was like super fun until like that one person like roasted that other person.
It got stale for the middle, and then it ended up being good when like because it was a New Year's party, so the ball dropped, and then it was good. Especially when Evan came.
Because it was like fun at the beginning, and then that person said that thing, And then, like, the whole vibe was killed until the end.
Yeah, bruh. I had to babysit, and it was annoying.
Well, and then the person who got roasted, like, left, because she got, like, so mad.
Oh, the person got roasted was still there.
No, she left, like, right after the New Year's ball dropped, like, right after. Like, he dipped.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Like, I was like, where is she? And you're like, oh, she left.
So, I was actually so blown, because me and Reagan were, like, actually just, like, chilling out, you know? Like, just smoking. No, it wasn't even, like, oh. Yeah,
it wasn't even No. You were so...
No, like, we're just smoking. I wasn't even trying to, like, she had a boyfriend.
No, we're talking about how you're name dropping, bruh.
Oh. y'all aren't savages, bruh. Like, like, what are they gonna do? No, like, honestly, what are they? They're gonna roast us? like, in private, like, they're gonna make up, or they're gonna, like, make a, their own podcast and just start cooking us up. Like, we just, like, you know, like, you know, podcast versus podcast, right? Like, we're the chill niggas.
It's out of respect. It's out of respect.
Oh, that's hilarious. You're gonna make another podcast and roast us back?
Oh, bro, these just chill niggas, bro.
Everyone we've roasted just gets on one podcast. And then just roast us back. Oh my god, that'd be so funny.
It's like Captain America versus Iron Man.
And I would headline that podcast. Right?
Right. Ajax claps back.
I would just be cooking niggas left and right.
But back to that story. Like, yeah, you weren't even trying to do anything, and then you guys just walk in and boom, roasted. Like, literally, boom, roasted.
Exactly.
Yeah, like,
that,
so
that blew me too, bro. Because I was like.
And this person said it loud.
Super loud, bro.
Like, loud, bro. I was like, everyone turned around, and like, it was like a weird, awkward silence. And then, yeah, like, I could see you were like pissed. I was pissed too, because I was like, oh my god, the vibe changed. Because we were like all playing cards, having a good time, and then boom.
And then she was like, I don't even care. Like, I don't like her anymore.
Yeah, I was like, go say sorry, just apologize. And then the person was like, no. I'm like, literally, come on.
And then she did, but it was just like fake.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why don't you like her? And she was like, I don't even know. I just don't. I was like, where is? Okay, all
right. Right? No, I do remember that. Like, they don't like each other for literally no reason, bro.
Yeah. So dumb, bro.
Although, I mean, one of the, you know, we have to find nicknames for these people, bro. Because I just can't be like, oh, you know, that person.
Just give them an alias.
Well, just be like person B.
Brittany. This is Brittany's the one who roasted the person.
No.
Yeah, Brittany roasted.
Something funny.
Evan. Shrek roasted. No.
Okay. Who's the worst? Like, who's the worst movie director you can think of?
The worst movie director I can.
The worst.
Movie director.
Someone really bad. Someone just like a director, like who's like
Shia LaBeouf.
He's like a meme, or like he's.
Oh,
like,
a meme.
Like,
M Night Shyamalan. Roasted. Kevin Spacey. There you go.
No, never mind. You can't. You're not giving me good material here.
Good material.
Oh, nigga, just say this person.
You've already exposed them.
You already exposed everyone. Just say it, bro. At this point, just say it.
Wait, is this
you already said it at this point.
Is this like unknown? Is this like classified tea?
This is filed. This is going to be filed under the lost episodes.
What was I even talking about?
You were saying, like, this person did do something, and then you, like, stopped talking. Like, we were about to, like, expose, like, why she doesn't like her. Like, you were going to say why, or, like, something like that.
Oh, no, I actually don't know the reason why. No, I was just saying, like, at the end of the day, like, I think, like, they just don't, like, they literally just don't like each other for no reason. Like, that's what I was saying.
Well, no, I remember it was something like, oh, like, in eighth grade, she said something to me one time.
She was like, oh, she called me annoying once, and then now we just, like, don't like each other. I just remember someone saying that. I don't know if it was one person or the other, but that was definitely said that night. I was like, oh my god, that's so stupid.
I'm hot.
I mean, the first one was probably the most drama-free. just because nothing really, besides like that one time with like the door, like nothing really happened. It was pretty fun overall.
Yeah.
I remember me and Alex went to go get donuts and like that place didn't exist.
Oh, there. Yeah, that was funny. Like, yeah, the morning after we had to take Evan's car, right? And yeah.
We were the first two awake. Everyone was still knocked out.
No, I was awake. I was awake first to freaking drop off Javon. That was the worst
but
thing.
But didn't
ever.
You go? But you went back to bed though.
Yeah, you went back to sleep. Yeah, I went back to sleep after that.
That party was so sped, man. Like we were so hot boy about it. Like you were really like driving like lit people back and forth.
I was not driving. I was DD'ing, bro.
You were not. Don't even cap.
What?
No, I do remember because he asked us to save the honey bourbon for him or something like that.
Everyone finished it.
And everyone was just gone. I was so
really? Damn. I remember because me and Alex like went to bed and then I woke up and you were like, Javon was here. I was like, when? You're like at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, came at 3? We were already sleeping, so I couldn't.
Yeah, dude came at like 3 and then left at like 7.
And that's because, bro, literally, if you think about it, a lot of problems. Like parties or just random shit that happens stems from one person, bro. And you know who I'm talking about.
That is actually Vax. I know who you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
Just
you know, you're sleeping. You know,
we were just talking about them.
Yeah, but okay. What did they do with that one part? Like, what happened there? What happened?
Oh, no, because you just, like, didn't you have to drive Javon or some shit?
Yes. No, they were just being
weird. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly which dog.
Yeah, because okay. who invited Javon?
Yeah, exactly.
PSA, don't be weird and at parties. That's just it. Like, if you're fine, like, just be chill.
Hey, look, I mean, I can't really say anything because, like...
Yeah, but you're funny.
That's true.
But when you do it in groups, like, it's funny.
Yeah, at least the vibe doesn't change.
That's true. I just make everyone vibe harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I just cut my wrist. Let's go. But
we have to throw a true rager this summer, like a true rager.
That is yeah, dude. because it's about to be, they're about to make the freaking maximum amount of people 50. We could work within 50.
Yeah, but it got extended to the 28th. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy. Of June, right?
But only May. But next, but only Northern Virginia. I know Southern Virginia like it's been, and then like Maryland. True, but I don't know. But I remember overall those were fun. Those two instances, and I guess three for you guys. Overall, they were pretty fun.
What did we learn anything from them? No.
Lessons learned.
Yeah.
No Venmo. No Venmo.
Yeah, actually a good lesson. Don't expect people to pay you back.
Yeah. Nah, you gotta make them pay at the door. Don't let them in.
That's actually a good point, yeah.
I can't wait till like the day like we have enough bread for like we don't even have to worry about that. Like we can just like
that is fact.
Even if you have enough bread, the people who come should like because at most most grown up people bring like an like appetizer. Yeah, they bring something. Yeah. But these people didn't bring anything, didn't pay you guys, and then just left. And it's like, I mean, and it wasn't even just the food and stuff. Like you have to pay for like the actual Airbnb too.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, at the end of the day, like it was a good time. It was money well spent.
It was, I paid you guys back. I mean, I don't know how much you ended up spending, but yeah, do you guys think it was money well spent?
I mean, all three parties were probably down like combined $1,000. But I mean, I would say.
But was that $1,000 worth
it? I'd say yeah, money spent, money well spent. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The experiences are timeless, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. Big facts. All right, I think we have time to talk about like one more thing. We're at like 1 hour 18. So like, we can talk about like one more major thing, and then we can call it a wrap. You got anything that you want to talk about? You want to ask us, Ajax, since we've been asking you this whole time?
I mean, not really. I talked to you guys. So like, what if not a lot of?
Yeah, that's facts.
I mean, old stuff.
Oh no, Ajax. This is gonna get you weak. This is gonna get you so weak. I already told Alohe and Jack And
oh, is it with the key? With the key? Is it that thing?
Yeah.
Is it what?
So she.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Alex lost his virginity.
No. No. Wait. No.
Oh, I got excited for a second. I was like, I want to hear what big booty bitch this nigga lost it to. No, okay, come on.
All right, so let's see. Let's Ella, right? So I was like cleaning my this girl's Ella, right? So I was like cleaning my room one day because my desk was a mess, right? And so I just started like organizing everything. And
where were you at? Where were you at?
I was in my room. Or... No, I was like here.
His room here.
Yeah.
Oh, here. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and my desk was a mess, and I was just like, all right, let me just like completely like reorganize everything, right? So I start like shuffling stuff around and like organizing like sections of my desk to specific things, and I have like cups that have like my pencils, my pens, and like, and I have this one particular cup with just like completely random stuff in there. So I start shuffling which ones were important from that particular cup. I like look closely at the bottom were fucking what was her name? Ellie's keys.
It was what?
I think you know who I'm talking about here.
Yeah, but her what? You cut out for a second?
Her keys. Like her house keys.
Oh! Her!
Did you ever give them back?
No, I never gave them back.
Wait, are you
tripping about at the party, right?
Yeah.
This person, yes. This person's keys were just in Alex's drawer or his cup after 2 years or something? Or like a year and a half?
Alex, did you spiral into deep depression about this?
Did you have like an existential crisis when you picked up the keys?
Did you pull a Sam William?
Chill. We should ask about that last week. Fuck, that would have been funny. Oh my god.
Nah, I like found
them. We should have an episode for we need like hella niggas.
Oh, you want to talk about something hella funny? We should talk about like that time. This is, you said Sam. I'm just going to expose him real quick. It's all good. So remember when we were at my house after my mom like went to the houses and we were talking about that the fairy or whatever, the bad John?
That we were talking about it during your birthday.
Oh yeah. Oh, was it my birthday?
Okay, yeah. Okay, wait about
it. So the bad John, we're talking about her and then Sam was, no, it was not my birthday, was it?
I think it was because I remember we went to Creed afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
So we were talking about and we were like, bro, like, who do you like? Like, because that's what guys talk about, obviously. Like, oh, who are you trying to smash? All that. And then Sam was like, oh, well, I like this girl. We're like, okay. But then he was like, yeah, but like, I don't even like look at her Instagram or do anything like that because I feel like it's cheating on her.
He said I don't masturbate because it feels like.
Well, why you expose him? Oh my god, you guys. That I'm trying to keep it PG.
For her.
But she didn't even like it, bro. But why did you have to expose him? My god.
He said he was comfortable talking about it.
Did you? Okay. Yeah, well,
to be honest, I thought that's what you were going to say. Like, to me,
I didn't want to, like, say it. But, I mean, shit, we're just... But after you were there, right? So everyone just looked at each other like... Like that caveman SpongeBob meme where like, that was everyone around the table.
And I think someone was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. She's bad though, but like that was so uncalled for, weird. Like, I don't know. Yeah, was...
Sam's.
Sam's my man.
We love you.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, Sam, you're a DJ.
We just gotta cook you up like that.
Like, that story is just too funny not to tell because everyone was just like, what? Really? Yeah. I feel bad for him though. They would have been a power.
For sure.
But it's
a power couple.
Wait, what?
Power couple. Like if she acted back and shit, but like she was not feeling him at all.
But, who has, bro? Senna.
Yo, chill out.
Ooh, Senna. you can't bring me on podcast. That would be cool.
Listen, Sam's new album's going to drop. He's going to have all the Instagram thotties.
That's facts.
That's facts.
He's going to release an album?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't. Yeah.
Oh, spoiler alert? No, yeah, he is. He said he's almost done.
Yeah, he said on the last podcast.
he was like, I'm gonna make an album. He said it's almost done, right? Or something.
Yeah, he's almost done with it.
But, dude, his last song was actually good, though.
Cap. Yeah, it was actually good.
Talking about music, dude, like, you know, like, the Pop Smoke type music, like, drill music type shit?
Everyone's copying his style, bro.
Well, I mean, he copied, like,
okay, yeah.
UK type beat, yeah.
Like, drill music? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, like, I don't know, that's just, like, I just fuck with it. You know what I mean?
Have you heard Chef G?
I have.
He sounds exactly like Pop Smoke.
A little bit, but Pop Smoke, he had like charisma. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
It's crazy because like every time a rapper dies, like his style just gets like snatched by everyone. Like when X died, everyone was sad boy SoundCloud rap face tap.
I mean, no, but like that part's been like that's how the music's been around in Brooklyn. Wow.
Yeah, but like it didn't get popping until he like made it.
Oh yeah, you know? He made it big, yeah.
And then like he died, and then everyone was just like, "Whoa, where's this copyist?" Even Drake, like that Drake song we were talking about, IX, is like the same kind of beat as Pop Smoke.
Well, people were saying that was gonna be a Pop Smoke, obvious song, so it's a geek song, yeah. But then like Drake, like,
Pop Smoke died, and
But you know, he's releasing his posthumous album is gonna come.
How do you guys feel about that stuff?
Well, that's actually a good thing.
I think
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, it's just like not his consent. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the label is just deciding to release. Like,
that is true.
But like,
it's like a homage for him. You know what I'm saying? Like his legacy.
Yeah, but they're releasing music that like isn't even done type shit. Oh, shit, you do that. My bad. But
In a bunch of interviews that he had, he said he had a bunch of music already.
But I'm not just talking about Pop. I know when X died, they released like 3 albums, like posthumously, and then like the last one was like unfinished music. Like they're just trying to like suck the money out of him. You know what I mean?
But I mean, like,
I see it both ways. I could see it being like, yeah, the labels are being greedy, but like it's also like they're putting out the
fans,
last.
You know, fans want to hear like one last.
Yeah, like
I know. He's not giving consent, you know. Like he's kind of.
Well, he's just dead. For me. Like he's dead.
Well, yeah, but exactly. Yeah, but still, like that's like what if you died and then like we just aired out all the wild shit you did because you're dead.
I'm dead, bro. You think about how I share because I'm dead. Like,
all right, Jesus Christ, like you're such a nihilistic world. I mean, you're right. You have a point. I definitely get what you're saying, you know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, like, Sony, it's just sad. It's just sad that, like, rappers even have to do that because they're dying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm. Like, actually
watching it, like, he looked like you listen to his music and he sounds like, your average nigga.
You know, never even caught the guys who killed him. They never even caught him.
Yeah, I know. But,
They just, like, wore the police house.
Yeah, like, I watched an interview with him. He's actually like really well spoken.
Yeah, you know I mean, he was well spoken. Mm-hmm. It just sucked that he was like involved in shit.
Yeah.
And like it's crazy that like every other rapper that's died, they like caught them. But like they haven't even caught these people. Like they literally in like the hills of California where like rich people live, like these guys would walked into his house, killed him and drove away.
It's almost like he survived the hood just to be killed in Hollywood.
I mean,
did you see that shit about him? Like the little like inspirational quote or some shit.
No, what did it say?
Well, that was it. Like, you know, like, he survived the hood. And, like it's like supposed to be like.
Well,
know,
did you see that he like posted his? He posted his location though. Like his last post was like his location. Like
yeah,
he like tagged. He like tagged his house. It's like you're so stupid. Like that's what's gonna happen. Yeah, it sucks though. Cause he was next up though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like,
yeah, he was definitely on the
road. Didn't 50 Cent like co-sign him, and he's like the GOAT. This like,
yeah,
he's gonna be like next up. This shit. And then he died. Who? All right, who's like the next big rapper though? Like since he died, like he was like definitely like the next. Who's like
who's
after
the next
him?
Big one right now.
Yeah, who's popping right now?
Like rising chart wise, probably Rod Wave. Because like, Doja Cat came out of nowhere.
Doja Cat, bro. I'm actually a Doja Cat. I'm not gonna. I kind of like her music.
Oh, Doja Cat, I fucking hate that music.
I haven't liked it.
It's like pop. It's like pop.
Music, it's like, it's like, yeah, it's pop, but it's like, nah, I don't like
it. I like it. She's a vibe. It's just been a choir kick.
No,
she,
like,
but
I said,
I was gonna say, like, she started from like that cow meme song, and now she's like actually like number one. I too.
I'm trying.
Yeah. What were you gonna say, Alex?
No, like I was saying, like, never mind. I forgot what I was gonna
say. Yeah. Well, Doja Cat, but like, who's like, I'm talking about like actual rappers, like rapper.
I don't know. I feel like people nowadays like rise too quickly and then just like kind of fade away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they have like one big song and then kind of just like dip.
Yeah, one hit wonders. I love it.
Yeah, like fucking Lil Pump, man. Gucci Gang. What does he make sense of? Literally nothing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty, like, he like released a new song like 2 days ago with
Smoke Perp.
Shit was trash.
Yeah, he just needs to like hire like a writer. Just like,
yeah, I mean, his ad libs are like, he has the best ad libs. Like, his ad libs are fire, but like, that's like 5% of the song.
No,
95% of his
Pump. I will never forget this one little part. He was like, I don't know her name, but I know her stripper name. I was literally dying. So
what the fuck?
I was like, I know her stripper name. I was like, this little Pump, lyrical genius right here, honestly.
Poetry at its finest.
Dude, yeah, he is better than
everyone. Oh my god, I thought you said hoetry instead of poetry.
You thought I said what?
Hoetry.
Hoetry.
Bruh,
hoes ain't shit, bruh. Hoes ain't shit.
That's facts.
I don't know. Actually, wait, take that back. I said going through his contacts, like, wait. No, hoes are something. Never mind. I take back what I said.
No, they're not. But, like, you know what I mean. No,
women. We respect women. 2020 out.
Yeah.
All
right.
2020, bro.
Okay, you're going to have to edit. Dude, like, you don't have to put this in the podcast. I'm just mentioning this. Yes.
Wait. If you want to talk about, should we end the podcast and then talk about this?
If you want to.
I mean, I think we're at like an hour and a half. I think we're good on time, guys. What do you think?
All right. Yeah, you can stop recording.
Unless you want some last minute stuff you really want to talk about that's not going to be like super sensitive, then go for it. Yeah. But
I wanted to plug something before we ended. But if you
go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say obviously you guys heard the ad at the beginning, so hope you guys like that. Check out Anchor, and also if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you guys could give us a rating, that'd be awesome. It really helps us out. And yeah, that's basically my whole spiel.
All right. I think we're ready.
Y'all guys get me weak, like the way you guys. I don't know.
Never mind. What were you about to say on our podcast? We should have an episode where we just like no filters, just say whatever we want.
You mean,
but that
one?
Would be
no,
like,
I mean, we're technically classified as an explicit podcast, so technically we can say whatever we want.
No, but unless you want to have like an episode where we just say like the wildest, like X-rated, like
now, like Evan had like an idea, like how we have like a Patreon, and then like for those people, you put like the crazy stuff. I don't know about that, but like that could be an option.
I don't want to sell my soul.
Your soul?
Sell my soul. Shit. All right. Well, with that said, I think we can wrap it up, right?
Shut the fuck up, Brent.
Where did you guys sell my soul?
This podcast. All right, let's wrap it up.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Listening.
I think this is,
Listening,
whatever.
This podcast is really nice, man.
This is definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, mental, thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Jesus.
The mental images that my beautiful voice creates. they're amazing, man.
Oh, my fucking God. All right, wrap it up, please.
Again, thank you very much for listening. This was a lot of fun, and I hope you tune in next week.
All right, bye. See you guys. Bye. Why did